Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Defends what's happening at Amazon while Donald Trump gets out of jury duty, but he does show up. Lindsey Graham goes off on Islamic terror, needs to get a bump in the polls, perhaps. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let's rock right into it. Let's start with Donald Trump. Doesn't matter what poll that you peel open, he is the top guy. And it infuriates the establishment, the rhinos, the super, super uber. I've been here. I deserve to be nominated type of politicians because they don't get this whole Trump thing. Well, how about this? Trump reported for jury duty on Monday at the state Supreme Court building in Lower Manhattan. He's like a rock star times 10 now when you throw in the politics. He is absolutely the Republican presidential frontrunner, like it or not. At Iowa State, at the fair over the weekend, he was hosting helicopter rides. Ah! So he did take a campaign break to show up at the court for that whole civic duty thing. But he was not chosen, so he did not have to do the duty after all. Apparently, he didn't appear for previous jury requests, so as a result, and it was an error not on Mr. Trump's part because he didn't refuse, it was a mailing address problem. They couldn't find Donald Trump. So, he was one of hundreds of people. You know, when they do that scatter shoot thing, have you ever been part of that? I've been part of that. You show up. Last time I had to show up for jury duty, there was a woman hysterically crying because she begged not to be picked. And naturally, she was picked. Her number was called, and she was picked, and so many other people in the room were dismissed. So, he didn't cry or throw a fit or anything else. He answered questions. He waited. And then he was dismissed. So called, dismissed, doesn't have to worry about it. And it's been kind of a run on that lately. Because just the other week, George W. Bush was called to do the jury duty thing, and he was there. And ready to roll, just like Donald Trump. Jeff Bezos is defending what's going on at Amazon. Did you get any of those Amazon packages? You know, if you have Amazon Prime, it is almost like Christmas with the real Santa Claus, as though they have dumped the packages when you ask for them on your porch the next day. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. My mother-in-law wanted some books. We ordered them. They were here within a day. It was almost like it left our lips and boom, it was there. Jeff Bezos always talks about the customer. He says, we do it backwards, customer first. And apparently, that may have caught up with him. There was a huge article in The Gray Lady trashing the way Amazon treats its employees, saying that there are people so upset at work they can barely work, that reportedly employees rat each other out because that's what they're supposed to do. They work long hours, like 85 a week. And if you're not an overachiever and you have any kind of a personal problem, forget it. One excerpt from the New York Times described a woman with breast cancer who was placed on a performance improvement plan because personal issues were affecting her work. What? Boy, that's a crazy line to cross, isn't it? And they say there was no empathy for employees. If you had a health-related thing, too bad. So that goes along with the woman who said, I have breast cancer, and they're kicking me in the rear end. Jeff Bezos says, this is not my Amazon. He sent a memo to employees very late on Sunday defended the culture at Amazon, and encouraged employees who heard of similar stories to contact him, as well as human resources. He said it's rare or isolated. Our tolerance for such lack of empathy needs to be zero. So you think all these people are lying? Amazon's 20 years old. Do you believe it? 20. Now, the New York Times cross-checks, references, everything else. They say it is the real deal. This is peeling back the onion on Amazon. So you have to be a certain kind of person, apparently, to work at Amazon. What is the work-life balance like there? I don't know. But it was pretty funny to see him jump and defend and then to be ripped, because I don't think he's used to being ripped. You know, when everybody writes how fabulous you are and wonderful and the company's this and it's unbelievable. And hey, like I said, the packages, it's crazy. He is Santa Claus. So customer first, absolutely. That's why you get it cheaper, faster, better from Amazon. But maybe it's not the greatest place to work, depending on who you believe. And then Hillary Clinton tried to be the funny woman of the day as she made a joke on a campaign stop and said that she was on Snapchat. And the good thing is the emails instantly disappear once they're there, which is true. That's the whole thing with Snapchat. But jokes aside, her image is taking a big hit because of this private server and the whole email thing. Her campaign, in fact, sent out an email blast to supporters and posted on its website a briefing to bring what they call all the facts about the email nonsense, is what they called it, together in a way to clear her name. But if you fact check some of it, it doesn't really make sense, because we go back to the same thing, the issues of the email, all the emails. She's taken this position that she compiled with department policy and complied with it, compiled all the emails, because the vast majority of the work emails went to government employees at their government addresses, which meant they were captured and preserved immediately on the system at the State Department. So that's what the defense is. Look, you have them all anyway, because that's what these emails are. I don't know. Does she survive it or not? Time will tell, because we still have a couple months before we get to October, and that's when Hillary Clinton does the whole testifying thing, where she'll answer about Benghazi and, of course, the whole email thing. It would have been so much easier, Mrs. Clinton, when you're a polarizing figure, to just say no to putting everything on one email account. Why not have the State Department address? Why not carry around, two cumbersome BlackBerries or devices? She could have avoided this whole thing. Sad ending to a modern-day superhero. We're going to talk about that next. You can always throw in your two cents. Donald Trump, does he still have the right stuff? 855-266-5283.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my
America tonight. How you doing, America? As I said, it's all about Donald Trump. It's his world, and we just live in it, right? But before I get to Trump and the latest on what's happening in his world, this was a sad story. I mean, I guess a sad story, certainly the end of it is a sad story. What this guy did for one kid was absolutely amazing, and I know you may have seen the footage. You remember the footage of what happened with the reenactment of the whole Batman thing, you know, the sick kids and dressing up and what their wishes are. Well, Leonard Robinson was a businessman in Baltimore County. He dressed up like the Bat Wonder and visited countless hospitals to make sick kids feel very, very happy. And they felt very, very happy when they saw him. He was killed this weekend when a car hit his Batmobile along Maryland Highway. And he was certainly catapulted into the national spotlight a couple of years ago when he was pulled over by police in Maryland and the video went viral. So his nickname was Route 29 Batman. The dash cam showed him telling police his tags were inside his car because he needed to display the bat symbol, and it's because he was working with a charity called Hope for Henry, which helps sick kids, and he did it so well and made so many, and I remember that video, he made so many kids unbelievably happy in some incredibly tough circumstances. So I say bravo wherever you are for what you did for so many, Leonard Robinson. Now, I mentioned, of course, the other wonder, and that would be Donald Trump. And when you look at Donald Trump, and you keep seeing these polls, and everybody can call in and say, polls don't mean dirt, doesn't matter. It does matter for, if no other reason, the perception of what's going on. And I think you all get that because this is a smart audience. I can tell by the kind of emails we get, which are incredible, by the way, the best I've ever gotten in any place I've ever been. And the problem with the polls is it does have the perception thing. So if you don't like Donald Trump, it's not good what's happening then with the polls because he continues to soar no matter what kind of poll it is. You can say a poll bends one way, it bends another way. Oh, that's Fox. They're not fair and balanced. Oh, it's CNN. They're so lefty left. Oh, it's the Wall Street Journal married to the NBC in that one poll. That can't possibly be right. Well, his name keeps coming up. Right? He's at the craps table of life, and it just keeps coming up the right numbers for him. In fact, here's the latest, just so you know, because one person who has to be happy would have to be Ben Carson. But the billionaire is once again dominating with 25% support nationally. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, 12%. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, third, at 10%. Now, Jeb Bush, he keeps on slipping. 9%, fourth place. He dropped from 15. That's pretty significant. And second place in a Fox News poll. Scott Walker, who a lot of people thought was the person with the most influence heading into this whole thing, the Wisconsin governor, is tied for fifth at 6%, down from 9%. 9%. For what it's worth. And this is a new Fox News poll. So we see that no matter how you slice this, he's on top again and again and again. And if nothing else, it means he's not going to be denied the stage. He's going to be there for the next Republican debate. He's not ever going to sit at the kids' table. But here's the thing. I mean, is this, does it feel for real? When you shake it up, you know, when I was a kid, you know, those snow globes, I used to think, are they real? Is that, what's in there? I mean, when I was really, really young. Is that, how do they preserve that snow when nobody would tell me? Is it real or is it fake? I mean, is this a real run? Because if it's a real run, there is a great chance that he could be the last man standing. Or do you think that this eventually fades? We've seen that happen before. When we get into the next season, meaning we get to New Hampshire, get to Iowa, get to January. It's getting closer. And one thing about Trump, though, you get the authentic thing. I really believe that. Whether this run is for real and goes all the way, I think what you get coming out of his mouth, because he's not a politician, is exactly what he thinks. I mean, what's the latest thing he's saying? He wants to deny citizenship to the babies of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. He says it's part of his immigration plan that emphasizes border security and deportation for millions of people. He said he would rescind the Obama administration's executive orders on immigration, period. He did a long interview this past weekend on Meet the Press and answered a bunch of questions that people had on Donald Trump. A bunch of them. And one of the things that came out was that, hey, no citizenship, forget it. It's not happening. So how about that? Again, straight shooting, right? All right, because many of you wrote to me about this. I feel compelled to give you an update here. And because I made a few phone calls, and I know that many of you listening in the West, some of our great affiliates in some great cities and For those of you in Spokane, I feel you. It's brutal what's been happening there, too. You're part of this whole fringe thing with the fires, for sure. And they're saying that 200 active duty troops have been called in to help battle the wildfires in the western part of the United States for the first time in 9 years. First time they've had to do that. It's because it's just that bad in trying to put this out with the temperatures and with the drought conditions. Got to get it out. So that's what they've done. Brought them in from different areas to try to do whatever they can. I mean, so far, if you look at least one of them, in central Washington, tourists have been pushed away. A warehouse filled with 2 million pounds of apples destroyed. Thousands of people around that area had to get out. So look at the fires. Washington State, Oregon, California, Idaho. Mandatory evacuation. Because you can't take the risk there. And you have a lot, this is the summer tourist time of year. And you have a lot of tourists that have been in those particular areas where it's bubbled up. And of course, they've had to leave like everybody else. And you see these familiar pictures, sadly, in Spokane. The air just choked with smoke. I saw and worried for all of you listening as to what the air quality was like. And it has to be awful. And they're worried. They're watching to see what's happening there because, you know, you've got the National Guard jumping in. You have two Black Hawk helicopters that came in right before the weekend. Hand crews. I mean, doing anything they can. One of the biggest fires is Cougar Creek. Right there on kind of the southern slope of Mount Adams. And it's vital that they do whatever they can to douse this sucker. And it's all about bodies. How many firefighters can you get? How many firefighters can you put on the line? 700. 40 fire engines. 4 helicopters. Woo! And I mean, we're talking about all those areas I mentioned, by the way. Idaho, Oregon, Washington State, California, not left out of this. Coming up next, you're going to find this guy amazing, Lance Allred, first deaf NBA player. He played with LeBron James in 2008. He grew up in a polygamous sect. Wait till you hear his story. That's next on America Tonight.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This show, Lance Allred. He is a passionate person, and because I've been listening to his podcast, so I certainly know that, and I've heard that from others. He's the keynote motivational speaker. Woohoo! You want to hear him speak for sure. He's a published author and the first deaf player in NBA history, and there's so much more to Lance, and we're going to just dive right into it. Lance, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me. It's going to be a blast.
All right, so let's talk about, first of all, your background. You grew up tell us about the background of growing up in Mormon culture, but you had to deal with the polygamous culture of that. Explain that, because I was just reading something about breaking through that and what it was like for you, because you were in a much different world, obviously.
Yeah, so obviously there's the misnomer that most people think Mormons are polygamous. It's not true. About 0.001% of Mormons are polygamous. It's kind of like radical Islam. So I grew up in a polygamous commune in rural Montana, born there in 1981. My grandfather, Rulin, was the quote-unquote prophet. He founded this polygamous group. And the reason why I'm legally deaf or 80% hearing loss is that my grandfather was the naturopath. He's the one that delivered all the babies for his commune. But he told my parents not to worry about the Rh factor. If you're familiar with that, I'll explain it anyway. My mother was a negative. My father was a positive blood type. And nowadays, a hospital just simply injects you with something, no question asked. But when you're born in your grandmother's bedroom in this polygamous commune without the medical amenities to take care of this kind of things, yeah, lots of stuff happens. But my parents had four kids before me, and I was the last one. And when I was born, I was almost dead. And they finally took me to a hospital in tiny Hamilton, Montana, and there was a Johns Hopkins educated resident who specialized in RH because he's an RH baby himself. And so he took me and put me in the incubator, and I had several blood changes, not just transfusions, but changes over 2 weeks. And so we're not sure if the nerves in my ears never fully developed or if they were damaged during the blood changes, but at the age of two, everyone realized when, you know, I was violent and very frustrated as a kid, they finally took me to an audiologist and found out that, yes, I'm severely hearing impaired. And, you know, I could be angry or upset, but because of my grandfather, I am deaf. But he was assassinated 4 years before I was born by the wife of a rival polygamist leader. And so I never knew the man, but I grew up in his polygamist utopian dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some good things to it. I mean, I had over 400 first cousins. And, you know, we were like little Smurfs running around in this polygamous commune in rural Montana.
Wow. I can imagine, obviously, you speak about that and you talk about it. What kind of reaction do you get from people? I think it's a great story to share because of what people can learn from that.
Yeah. The great thing about my story is that it caters to any demographic. And that is not just sports, it's not just religion or psychology, it's not just perseverance and achieving your dreams and whatnot. I can customize it to anybody. But when the thing about the polygamous aspect is when I was 12, you know, there's some baggage. You know, obviously, every background, you're going to have baggage. But at the age of five, my Sunday school teacher told me that God had made me deaf as a form of punishment for being unfaithful in the pre-existing. And, you know, as an adult, you kind of laugh at these things like, yeah, you need to get yourself checked into an insane asylum. But as a five-year-old kid, you're absorbing all this information around you, and the cult mentality is very submissive, very do as you're told. And so I developed a huge victim martyrdom complex. Yes, I'm being punished. God doesn't love me. I have to earn God's love, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's baggage there. And so that's something that people really have to understand about us, too, is that, yes, I mean, yeah, I have achieved a lot in my life, but a lot of it was overcoming my own limitations, my own thought patterns that I placed on myself that, underlying, subconsciously followed me and were pervasive throughout my adult life until I finally learned to change it around. And so when I was 12, my father was the heir apparent to the All-Ray group. He was a doctrinaire. He was a theologian. He's the guy that knew all the history about why we did what we did. He discovered that several of our leaders had been sexually abusing their kids for years, and we were like, if these are men of God, how is it even possible? But we were the only ones that left. Well, my father, yes, I grew up in a monogamous home. He did at one point have a second wife, but she left shortly after I was born, so I had no recollection of her. So I grew up in a monogamous home, but it was normal for, yes, my cousins to have several moms. So you could say, yes, we were able to leave because we only had one wife and we could move, whereas my aunts were in plural marriages with great guys where they just was to tell the second wife, hey, good luck, you get the kids, we'll take the kids. So you can say they were trapped in a way, but if you're unhappy enough, I don't care what your situation is. You'll get out of there in any situation, not just polygamy.
Yeah.
But my father became the scapegoat. Because everyone adored him so much, all of a sudden he's now the apostate. We don't have to think about all these other perverts who are on the council. Let's just focus on Vance so everyone can bury their head in the sand. And I learned at that age that most of religion is psychology, as cult mentality, is that we're going to die, and it gives us huge anxiety. And so we have religion to pacify that anxiety by telling us, yes, there's a heaven, we're going to be okay. But then you take a needle of steroids and you inject it right into the ego, and now you get to tell yourself, but we're special. We have the one true faith, and God knows us all personally, and we're all going to be his right hand, and everyone else is going to be our servants. So you realize it's mostly psychology. There's nothing spiritual about it.
Yeah. So coming from that background, what is your theory, or do you practice any kind of so-called, like you're saying, religion or spirituality, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. He must label, I am a spiritual person having a human experience.
There you go. I like that. That's great. Yeah. A spiritual person.
Yeah, I mean, when we broke away, we did join the mainstream LDS church. And I grew up there as a teenager. And so by this time, we were living in Salt Lake City. And it was good because it helped me kind of assimilate into the mainstream culture that was Salt Lake City. So I wasn't such a baby, socially speaking, because you kind of had stunted social skills when you grow up in a commune and your cousins are your support system because your blood, you have to like each other. But now that we were moving out and I didn't have my cousins anymore, and that, transitioning into mainstream Mormonism to help, but it didn't really fit because I used the analogy of, like, you see the war movies and a soldier gets shot in the stomach and he's trying to put his guts back in. He can't put them back in. They keep slipping out. So once you break out of one little paradigm like that, it's really hard to fit back into another paradigm very perfectly. It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
And then also with all my travels, you know, Mark Twain said it best, travel kills all prejudice, biases, and everything.
Mm.
And having traveled around the world for 10 years playing basketball, it's just like, you know what? I'm just a human. Who am I to think that I could possibly put God inside of a box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that. So you made the transition for us. You saw that. I love that, the talking about Mark Twain and using that analogy, or using Mark Twain to say, hey, you experience the world and you think differently. So you got to experience the world. Tell us how the basketball started for you.
The basketball started right at the time when we broke away from the all-red group. I grew from 5'10 to 6'4 that year in eighth grade. And I had no friends. Yeah, it's just new school. I'm walking around the hallway, and the coach sees me. He's like, hey, you should come play basketball. I'm like, sure, I've never played before. I mean, I was so uncoordinated and clumsy with my inner ear imbalance at the time. And by the way, the reason why I can hear you talk right now is, one, the digital era is a great age to be deaf, in that I can finally hear the diction, but also I have it on speakerphone, and so if you were listening to it, you would have an earache for the rest of the day, probably, just because it's blasting.
Right.
And, you know, people are, like, still skeptical, but when I show my keynotes, I have video footage of me at the age of 12 talking, and you can't even understand me. It's that
bad. Wow.
And you know how, like, deaf people, they kind of talk like that's almost diction?
Yeah.
Do this, you talk in the back of my mouth, because you feel the reverberation in your skull, and you feel like you're making a sound.
But wow.
Then finally, when I got my digital hearing aids when I was 16, I was like, you finally start to hear a little bit of the diction in the front of the mouth. And you're like, I see what's going on. And so I was a speech therapist twice a week till I was 16. And, you know, I had to learn to read the word, watch someone pronounce it, and learn how to speak back in kind. And so it took me, and now after 34 years speaking English, I take the vowel shifts, the A-E-I-O-U, and the context of the conversation we're having, and you keep together what's being said. Because, you know, most people, especially when you first meet, we only say so many things to each other, so you kind of know what the patterns are, and I just kind of just answer everything back, so I know that's what's coming next.
And you're able to figure it out. Lance, hold on a second. We're going to continue there. We've got to step away for a quick second. We'll be back with more of Lance Allred here in just a minute on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, here we go. We teed up with our pals right at the top from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, wow. What do you make? I have to start here. What do you make of all this Megyn Kelly not wanting to apologize to Trump, saying she's a journalist, and Trump saying he did nothing wrong. He loves women. He respects women, and they're fabulous in the workplace.
Oh, I just want to get, you know, those little barf bags on the airplane? I need one right now. I mean, really? You know, she came out, Megyn Kelly came out and said, oh, you know, I'm a journalist. And then Roger Ailes, the head of Fox, comes out and says, all the air's been cleared with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's on the morning show and Hannity, and everybody's happy, you know? And money's to be made.
That's it. That's the key right there.
It
just shows you what it is. I do a segment called We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, isn't it?
Yes, it's entertainment, and it's not journalism, and it's made me sick, seriously, from day one. I mean, you know, you've been around a long time, and
yeah,
there's a certain amount of, you know, entertainment to everything, but this just went beyond the realm,
yeah.
And this was calculated, and they're all happy today, and you and I can go on with our lives. Thank you.
Yeah, no kidding. What did you think of the debate itself, so-called debate?
Well, I thought it was horrible in the sense that, you know, I want to hear a question. I think the people in America want to hear a question. Where do you stand on this? And you want the answer by everybody. They kind of pick two people to answer this. Then they let Rand Paul interrupt and go on. And forget the whole Trump thing for a second. I mean, that's just, you know, that's the other thing. It's just highlighted the whole thing. I just thought it wasn't run mechanically like a debate should be run. And I'd like to have seen the League of Women Voters in the thing, maybe a newspaper and, you know, the TV and radio. I'd like to have seen something that was seriously fair and balanced. I just thought it was mechanically a bad debate.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was awkward. It was weird to me. That's because it was preordained. This is the gotcha question. question for this guy. This is the gotcha question for this person. And so that's pretty much it. Almost like, you know what it was like? It was almost as if I could line up all the politicians and say, okay, I'm going to have my private news conference. I'm going to ask you exactly all the questions I wanted to ask you if I have you on the show.
And the really? What they did with Just Jeb, he went on the stage at 17%, walked off at 12.
Yeah, Just Jeb, that is so crazy. Yeah, yeah, and it's weird. And you know what's so odd, too? I mean, there's no question. Trump's momentum is just keeps on going. He keeps on ticking like the Energizer buzz. He keeps getting the poll numbers.
Well, does he remind you of when I was in college, you always had the bad boy. And I would say to these ladies, you know, how come you like the bad boy?
Yeah.
How does he do well? You know, and I mean, if Rubio had said what Trump said or any of the rest of them,
they'd be done.
They would not exist today.
Yeah, they wouldn't. Yeah, good point. Absolutely. Hey, let's move on to Bernie Sanders. So Bernie Sanders, I just was reading this today. The crowd he got in Los Angeles, over 27,000. But the two crowds before that, the rallies were big, too, except for Black Lives Matter interrupted him twice and he couldn't even get through what he was going to say. What do you make of that?
I emailed someone who I really consider as a liberal insider, you know, straight shooter. And I said, what on earth is going on? I served with Bernie Sanders. The answer I got back was that the two people that interrupted, actually Black Lives Matter kind of, whether privately, I don't know, this has been made public, but kind of corrected everything. Those two people were Hillary Clinton supporters, and Black Lives Matter said, look, we don't go disrupt like that, you know.
Mm.
So then the other rally they had, Black Lives Matter, started the rally, and everything was fine, and Bernie Sanders responded. You know, he supports them. And, yes, one rally was 16,000, 20-some thousand people. So I think that's all behind Bernie Sanders, you know, on being interrupted at the rallies.
No, thank goodness. Now, one thing he did say is something I've talked about for a long time on America Tonight. I guarantee you have an opinion on it. He talked about making Election Day a holiday, you know, creating this whole federal Election Day. Maybe we'd have more people vote. What do you think of that?
I actually had a conversation with Bernie Sanders a long time ago on this because I oversaw the federal election law with House Administration. That was part of my job. And we debated this back and forth. Steny Hoyer, the number two Democratic member right now, had the same opinion, Bernie Sanders, and a lot of other people, and some Republicans. And we debated. The only negative we came up with was this. You know, if you have a holiday, honestly, will people go out and do barbecues or go do something or go fishing or hunting versus going to the polls? That was our only problem with it.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, hopefully they could do both. go vote and then do the other.
It's America.
That's true.
Has up a good holiday.
Yeah, that's true. It is America. No question about it. All right, so everybody's away from the Hill, so to speak. There's still aides, and there may be some people that are hanging around here and there, coming in and out, but mostly back with their constituents because this is break time. And there's still conversations, obviously, about Iran. And the president is responding to a lot of the things he's still getting. He's saying, hey, look, sanctions were the only way to bring Iran to the table. Don't, you know, we had to have that removed or we wouldn't have even had any kind of a deal. So he's on the defense. He's on the defense. And nothing can happen here, right? Because what can Congress really do?
Oh, now look, they're going to go through the motion. Senator Schumer says he's going to try to get other votes against the president. Senator Schumer knows what I know. There's not enough votes. He's done the count, so he's kind of getting favor here, and I'm not trying to pick on Senator Schumer, but it's a fact. He knows, all of D.C. knows, there is not a darn thing they can do about any of this. It's done. This thing's done. So they can all take the best positions, and it's done.
I like that. It's done. All right, Bob Ney, we're done. That was terrific. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Barry.
I like that. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
So while this break is going on with Congress that Bob and I talked about, it's 43 Dems, 13 in the Senate. 43 Democratic votes in the House and and 13 Dems in the Senate. You know what that means? That's a veto override. That's what would be necessary to ditch the Iran deal. There are a couple of trips that are going on. Democrats returned just the other day, and Republicans are going later this week to visit with Benjamin Netanyahu and go to Israel and hear his case in person. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer led the 22-member delegation, the Democrats, and was undecided before leaving. He said the group met over the weekend with Netanyahu for 2 hours and that the prime minister made his point without telling them how to vote. This is interesting because you heard Bob say, oh, they're not going to have the votes. There is a big push here to get the unexpected veto override, especially with Chuck Schumer and Republican, or representative rather, Elliot Engel coming out publicly against it. So there's a little bit of momentum for blocking it, which would be unprecedented, mind-blowing if that happened, to be honest. Schumer is expected to become the next Senate Democratic leader, and he's breaking away from the press on this. He's like a boat that's off the mooring. That's it. And he's voting against it. He says he fears Iran will use it to pursue its nefarious goals. Wow! What do you think? 855-266-5283. We're flipping the phones open. See you on the flip side.
Female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at...
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.